let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. The family adventure River Rat from author Michael Opitz has been called the coming-of-age story that explores the importance of community and their overwhelming power of nature, providing a good understanding of the life of a river guide and the benefits of a simple life. Author Michael Opitz lived in Anchorage, Alaska, along with his wife, Laura, while writing River Rat. He and his wife enjoyed many days and weekend trips traveling all over the state, many activities and events to attend, fishing, camping, archery, writing, wildlife viewing, birding are many hobbies that Michael enjoyed. Well, they now live in the deep south, away from the winter weather they so profoundly enjoyed. Michael Opitz, author of River Rat, is joining us on This Week in America. Hi, Michael. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate this opportunity also.
I really appreciate the fact you've taken some time to talk about the book River Rat, which is just receiving such excellent reviews. What was the inspiration, the motivation for writing this story?
Well, when I was engaged in writing my first book, The Green Monster, which is a short inspirational story, I came up with the idea of using my whitewater canoeing experiences through the Big Bend National Park as a backdrop for a fictional story. And the longer I came up with ideas and started writing them down, I realized that it was engaged in a really interesting storyline. And it took me many, many years to come up with enough ideas to compile a storyline I thought would be interesting for readers.
You know, that's fascinating. And, when you mention that, how long did it take you to write this book then? Sounds like it took a while.
It probably took me 5 to 6 years of compiling ideas. And when I realized I had enough ideas to put into a storyline, I wrote the book in 3 or 4 months.
Now, it's interesting, all the background that goes into writing these stories. I get the impression, and from everything I've read, all of the reviews, this is really lifelike, what they go through with the river rafting and all of this. These are real-life conditions. I'm sure it was important to you to do this as accurately as possible.
Yes. And since it had been such a long time since I canoed the Rio Grande River, I had to do some additional research to make sure that the information I put down was accurate as it portrayed to the different areas of the river. So the different activities that were compiled in my book, a lot of these things actually happened. And the fictional story is based on my real life experiences as I canoed these rapids.
Michael Opitz is our guest on the program. That's Opitz. The book is River Rat. You'll find it available at Amazon.com, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to get information on Michael's book. Let's talk about some of your interests, because your interest, professional and personal, adds so much to who you are as a writer, the creative person that you are. What are some of the other interests that you have that occupy your time that we may see you write about in future books?
Well, since I am retired right now and I'm not physically active as much as I used to be, most of the activities my wife and I share together. We love gardening, reading, take lots of walks, do lots of exploring in different locations throughout the Deep South, birding tours, wildlife. I still like canoeing, love fishing and camping. So those are pretty much the interests that I have right now. I am also a member of the Shrine Organization. I'm a Mason, a Master Mason. So the International Shriners Organization, I am a member of, and very proudly support them.
And they do such great work all across the country, and you and the others are to be thanked and congratulated for all the work they're doing in helping people across the country. I mentioned in the beginning the family located now what I refer to as the Deep South. We'll talk about that here in a second. It seemed like you really enjoyed the lifestyle in Alaska. Talk about where are you located now and why did you choose the Deep South?
Well, we moved to Alaska. My wife and I both wanted to live in Alaska. And it took us a long, long time before a professional opportunity allowed us to move there, and we vacationed in Alaska 7 or 8 times before we decided to take advantage of the opportunity and move there, and loved it. I mean, just loved every aspect of it, including the beautiful white snowy winters. After about 5 years' time, it was time to leave. My wife received another professional opportunity in Texas, and so we moved, and of course, that's what we're doing right now, living in Deep South Texas, and we do miss the snow. We don't miss the cold and the wintry winds, but we miss the snow and all of the outdoor recreational opportunities associated with snow. But we love the South, and we love this beautiful weather and all the wildlife and other educational opportunities which we are exploring.
I was going to say, I'm sure you figured out what you can do outdoors down in Texas and get outside and enjoy what nature has to offer there. Michael Opitz is our guest on the program. He's the author of River Rat, the book available at Amazon, the usual places. Link on to information on Michael's book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Michael, was there sort of a goal you had in mind in writing the book? Obviously, you want to entertain, and you do that so well. But you give us some life lessons in the book as well. What was the goal for writing River Rat?
My main goal, really, is that I want people to enjoy reading my novel just as much as I enjoyed writing it. I want my readers to have an exciting and fun experience while they're reading my novel. I just want them to have fun while they read it. And I try to make the real life adventures, whitewater canoeing, suitable to their liking, that hopefully they'll be engulfed in it and they'll just have a lot of fun reading it. When my sister read my book, she read the whole thing in one day, and she said later on during the evening when she started getting into the meat of it, she didn't go to bed until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning because finish it.
That's a sign, isn't it, of a good story? What a compliment for a writer that she started reading and couldn't put the book down. That's a compliment.
And I took that as a compliment. Thank you. And that's the type of fun experience I want my readers to have.
Is there something special you want to portray to readers in your book? And you talked about some of the areas there, but you read it, you can't help but, even if you've never been to Alaska, sort of fall in love with all the different outdoor aspects that you're talking about, with the river rafting, a river guide, that type of thing. Anything special you want us to take away in addition to just really enjoying the book?
Well, not only enjoying my book, but my book was based on exploring an unknown area. I went to Big Bend National Park when I was part of a whitewater canoe club living in Texas at that time. It was an unexplored area for me, and I didn't know very much about it at all. But what I really would like to portray to my readers is that get out and explore some of these unknown areas and become engulfed in the culture, the people, the beauty, the wildlife, and create new memories and new feelings that can be shared with family and friends. And, you know, live life to the fullest. And a lot of these unknown areas that can be explored can actually be more memorable than a lot of these structured tour guide trips. So just get out and explore a lot of these unknown areas and become engulfed in it.
You know, I get excited just reading your biography and all the things you enjoy doing in the outdoors. Michael Opitz, our guest on the program. If you're Googling, that's O-P-P-I-T-Z. The book is River Rat. Are there any attributes in the book that you would like to mention? I talk about, one of the reviews said you talk about the benefits of a simple life. This is a coming-of-age story. Any attributes in the book you want to pay particular attention to?
Well, I am a big fan of simple.
Yes.
In our society today, it's so easy to become entangled in not only the rat race, but just get entangled in so many different anxieties, tensions, and stress-related activities and professional events. I think that I'm hoping that people will do what they truly love, but more on a grandeur level. And by doing these skills and abilities on a higher level, it can increase your discipline and your expectation, not only for yourself, but in your personal and professional life. Doing things on a, enjoying the simplicity of life, but doing it on a more grandeur scale, I think can actually allow people to live life to the fullest.
It's amazing. It clears your mind. You get outside, you hear the birds, you see all of the gifts in the outdoors. It does make a difference. You just feel better, don't you? No matter what you're going through that day, it makes you feel better.
Very much so. And the more often you're able to do these activities, the more that you actually notice things around you. And something can be picked up that's new and different every single time.
You know, I read a while back, somebody was talking about in New York City, somebody who lived there that wrote an essay that was in the New York Times called basically Just Look Up. All the different things you can see in New York City, the architecture, the birds, all of that that you see looking up. And that was sort of a good metaphor, I think, for all of us. Not just look up, but look around. So often we're focused straight ahead or focus on a screen in an instrument that we're carrying, and we're not paying any attention to what's around us. And there's a lot of beauty going on around us, isn't there?
Well, very much so. And that goes along with the saying, stop and smell the roses.
Yep.
Engage in the simplicity of your life and enjoy your surroundings at that time.
You mentioned a wife, Laura, that was with you in Alaska, with you now, and you've shared so many experiences. Do you have any children?
Have a daughter. She's married, has a family. In fact, she's living in Kansas, where I went to college, Manhattan, Kansas.
Okay.
So I always enjoy going back and seeing them because it gives me a chance to go through campus and relive the feelings and the smells of my college days.
It never gets old, does it? You go back and things change, but you have all of these memories of that tree over there, or I remember that building, a class I had in there at 8 in the morning. There are always memories that come flooding back when you do something like that. A couple of minutes left in the program. Talked about some of the hobbies and interests already. Are there others? Because you have such a varied background. I love what you do, which is make the most out of life and fill it with all sorts of really enjoyable activities. Anything else that we haven't mentioned?
I know I've mentioned all the different activities which I'm doing now, especially since I am retired. But a couple of things I would like to mention to you is that I had the fortunate opportunity to include my alma mater in my book, which is Kansas State. That's where I have all those feelings and experiences when I go back to Manhattan. So I was fortunate to mention my alma mater in my book many times. Also, there's a Tulsa book sale coming up in March, mid-March, and my book will be promoted at that book sale.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. It's a nice thing as a writer. You can create your own world, and you've done that with your book, River Rat. Michael Opitz, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left. Anything else that you'd like to mention about you or the book that we've not talked about during the course of the program so far?
Well, I know anybody can sit down and write a book. It just depends on how much commitment you want to make to it, how you want to engulf yourself into creating a storyline, but mostly for a storyline for others to enjoy. So it's not as easy as it sounds, but anybody who's willing to make that commitment and they have something that they want to relate to the world, to the readers of the world, give it a try and see whether or not it's a natural ability that comes to you.
And you're a perfect example of that. Commitment is a word you mentioned that really resonates, because it took you a while to do this and to do it right. And there's so many lessons for people that want to do that. It's not necessarily easy. If you go back and you do it right, there's some editing, there's back revisiting chapters and making sure you're portraying things accurately and making the story as compelling as possible. Are there any other books you're working on now? You're retired, you got a little time, you got some new ideas, a new location in Texas. Anything you're working on now?
Not right now, no. As I mentioned, I do have my first book out. It's a short inspirational story, but just those two books that I've written, I do have ideas for another one which leads on with this book, but I haven't made a commitment to sit down and start writing it yet.
It sounds like there's so many other things going on in your life. Just open the door, get outside, and enjoy what nature has to offer. The other book that Michael was talking about is The Green Monster. I'm sure you'll find that on Amazon as well. The particular book we talked about today, River Rat, the author is Michael Opitz. That's O-P-P-I-T-Z. If you're traveling, can't remember all of that, just go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Michael's Amazon site that will have all the information. Of course, you can order the book there as well, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. Michael, this has been fun. I hope you do another book. Really enjoyed having this chance to talk about River Rat. It's a great world that you've created, a very talented writer. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Well, thank you very much for this opportunity. I really enjoyed it.
It was a lot of fun. Get outside down in the deep south. You don't have snow to shovel. You can go outside and enjoy the rest of the day down there. Michael Opitz, author of River Rat, book available at Amazon. More on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.